You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
It's good to be back here. A lot of familiar faces, some not really familiar, but if it's your first time, I hope you'll find a home here. In the same way I found a home in Victory Dumaguete as a first-year student, no idea what to do in life, right? Lost. So if it's your first time, it is sincerely my hope that you will find your home here, because these are the very people you'll be going on a journey with. Talking about a journey, my journey would not have been possible if not for Pastor Archie, Rian, all right, and the rest of the Victory Dumaguete staff. And I just know that you're so blessed to be led by these people in your own journeys in life, because I myself am a recipient of these guys, alam mo yun, leadership and insight and counsels. Why don't we give a round of applause to God for giving us this leader here, all right? The reason for that is he's the one leading you in your own journeys in life. Whatever word is preached here, that actually dictates the theme of your life for the week. That's why we go here on a weekly basis, because we do know that we can lose our way during a week, right? We can run dry, run empty because of a week's challenge. And that's why I hope that as we come here, no, we receive a fresh word from the Lord dictating the direction for the week once again, all right? That's what happens every week here. We've been talking about discipleship the past 3 weeks, all right? And now we're ending it today. And discipleship is actually a journey, and I want you to catch this. It finds its beginning before time. We now exist in a realm of time, right? 1 second just passed. Another second. Another 3, 5 seconds. 10, right? Are you here? We exist in a realm of time, all right? But there was actually a point in history when time was not yet existent. And there was only one being there. 3 persons, 1 God. Father, Son, Spirit. And all they have was the love they have for each other. No one else there, just pure love for each other. They were satisfied in each other. They existed as that God of love. And no wonder why the Apostle John says, God is love. Are you here? If there's one virtue that exists before time, it's that love. Unlike with things that are created in the realm of time, take, for example, this pulpit. It decays. It rots. Why? Because it's created within the realm of time. Are you here? My phone. Madaot ni siya, all right? In fact, obsolete na din siya once another model comes out. Are you here? I mean, look at the person beside you. As beautiful, as handsome as that person may be, no? Maniguang na, eventually. But look at that person right there. As beautiful as that person might be, because he or she is someone who exists in the realm of time. Are you here? Good thing. Pulihan ni Lord atong lawas, no? That's one of the great things, the benefits of the gospel. No, dili ramanta galutaw na spirit at the end of time. God will actually give us glorified bodies. But that's another preaching right there. But I hope you do know that. And that's the reason why our bodies have to be replaced, because we exist in a realm of time wherein we are subject to decay. Here's the thing. God's love, when did it exist? When did it begin to exist? In the realm of time or before the realm of time? Come on, before. And that's why that's a love that never ends, friend. Here's the better news. That love, eternal love, infinite. Ah, love within Father, Son, Spirit, satisfying one another, just being pleased with one another. You are a recipient of that love when you receive Jesus Christ. Among you are blessed, you're a recipient of that love. Come on. Come on. Walang paki si Lord, be. And no wonder why. The moment you receive Jesus Christ, you can't help but serve. Asa man ko pwede mo serve diya, be? Wala ko'y talent sa paggitara, sa pagkanta. Ah, mag-smile na lang o mag-shake hands. Di ba? Mangita jud kag-way kay, mangita kag-out. Kay ano man? Kay ga-urus-urus ka. Asa man ang urus-urus? That's Bisaya for overflow. Urus, urus, your love is urus, urus in me. Urus, urus.
Pagka urus-urus ka, you can't help but mubugwak. Grabe la luma dahil sa Bisaya sa mga taga-Bohol, no? You know bugwak, right? You love doing this to your Coke litro bottle. You shake it, and then it foams up, and then it explodes. Are you here? That's what happens. A finite being, a recipient of infinite love. You can't help but overflow. Lord, I want to love you for the rest of my life. No wonder. I want to love the lost for the rest of my life. I want to love those who love you as well for the rest of my life. Key phrase, for the rest of my life. Mona, if we're going to define discipleship, let's remember this very definition. Discipleship is actually the lifetime walk of love, the cross-shaped journey of following Jesus, first overflow, fellowshipping with believers, those who love Jesus just as you do, second overflow, third overflow, reaching for the lost, fishing for the lost. Nganong tulo man ka overflow ni? Kay tulo po'y gamahal ni mo. Gahigugma ni mo, Father, Son, Spirit. Man, that's why there's nothing that can stop you from loving God if you're truly a recipient of God's love. Man, come valley, come mountain, come sea, come ocean, come river. You would continue to love Him. If you're not yet a recipient of that love, man, you're missing a lot. That's why in discipleship, one of the ways to know if you're truly following God, first to ask, am I loving Him back? Because that overflowed the first bugwak ana is loving Him back, loving the one who gave you that love. Are you here? And the second bugwak ana, you can't help but love those who also love Him. But it doesn't stop there, friends. To love those who don't love Him yet. You want them to experience this love. Man, this eternal love here. I'm going to bring you with me. If you claim to have received the love of Christ, this is your overflow. And today, though, tutok lang ta sa second overflow, and that is our fellowship with one another. Fellowship with those who are walking with us, who are loving Jesus as we do. If there's something about fellowshipping with believers, it actually has a very great blessing attached to it, which we will see in John 13, 35. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Fellowship with believers. That very verse na itong nabasa ganiya is actually coming from what we call the farewell discourse. The farewell discourse, because it was said by Jesus on the night He was betrayed. Alright? Diba? Kabalo na siya na paingon na siya ma-crucify. Paingon na siya traidoron ni Judas. Alright? And that's why He took the chance. He took the opportunity to impart whatever He needs to impart. Alright? And just deposit every truth that they need to hear. Isang bagsakan. All four chapters of it. In fact, 5, 13, 14, 15, 16, 5 chapters. And it is also the night when He washed the feet of the disciples, and also the night when He gave them the Last Supper. Are you here? All right? And that's why you must know that whatever words are found in this part, in this farewell discourse, these are very important words. Okay? Very important words. You should not neglect them. In the same way, now we should not neglect the Great Commission. Last words before ascending. What was it? Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations. All right, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I no wonder, by the way, no? Muna atong baptism is in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, because you're symbolizing the eternal love that you're receiving from this triune God. All right? Who among you can clearly recall your baptism time? Man, always remember that. If you're in a hard spot in your walk, man, remember that. Why? Because you are baptized in the name of the three persons, one God. And for that reason, man, you can go on. However tough that spot in your life is. Are you here? All right? And as important as go and make disciples, the Great Commission is, these are very important words too. In fact, in the same chapter lang, the command love one another, it repeats more than 3 times. And if you should know something about the Bible, if it repeats something, it's because you're prone to forget it. Ano yun? Si Lord, kabalo siya na kalimtanon ta. Asa akong bulpin? Nadidiriwa. Kabalo ka na, if there's one human limitation, it's our memory. And God knows that so much. And that's why, in His Word, you must take note of those things na iyang balik-balik kun, ditaw. Dumdumi dyan na. For those of you who has gone through one-to-one, kinsa na yung naka-one-to-one, naka-go through one-to-one na diri. Come on, raise your hand, yung kamot be. Come on. Alright, sa mga wala pa, man, ask for it. You're missing a lot, alright? You're missing a lot. And sa one-to-one, sa chapter 2, you do remember na God being Savior is mentioned lesser times than God being Lord. Ngano na? Kay dali ra kay nato madumduman si Lord as Savior. Lord, tabang! Pero pag natabangan na, okay na ang kinabuhi, wala na si Lord. We easily forget Him as our Master, but we easily remember Him as our Savior. That's why ang Lord, it's repeated hundreds of times. As Savior, 20 plus times lang. Not because dili importante ang pagka-Savior, but because we easily remember that. Are you here? I mean, pag naglisod ka, di ba, unsay mong first na mo ingon sa imong baba, Lord, tabang. Dali ra kayo madumtuman. Pero Him being Lord, meaning Him having the say in your life, we easily forget it. And it's the same way. When Jesus repeated, love one another, He knew it's the thing we tend to forget. Are you here? That being said, hindi tama kalimot di, hindi mong katupad, I love you with the love of the Lord. With the love of the Lord, ha? Don't think about anything romantic there. With the love of the Lord na, all right? Sinay magka-develop pa, eh. Adlog ta na. Why not, di ba? Kung godly mong duha, wala na ilaing priority, humana na skwila, di ba? Why not? Di ba? Are you here? It's the thing that we tend to forget and we tend to neglect. Have you ever noticed this? When you have so much love for the lost, all right? You're reaching out to them, and then ang tendency nimo is masking di gud mo okay sa imong brother in the faith. Padayon ra gyapon ka, bahala na. Basta all for the lost. How about the found? Jesus, when He left the 99, He left them inside a fence, friends. Na I love. Ato'y love. Wala niya gibyaan na. Oh, sige, bahala mo diya. Huwag mo'y pulos. Nasa'y love for the lost. Nasa'y love for the found. Are you here? He did not leave them there. Na alam mo yun, na masudlag wolf. Right? In fact, pag na'y makagawas, iagyap mo itong pangitaon. He has love for the found, friends. And so should you. And that's just the first part of loving one another in the church community. This being said, no? We should ask, if you're someone, you've been attending church for a long time, and yet, wala kaayo kailan ni mo diri, mas suod pa ka sa mga barkada sa gawas, or let's say sa office mates, not even part of a victory group, I challenge you, right? If indeed the love of the Lord is in you, you will have love for these people here. You will want to connect with them. I don't know about you. I'm not here to step on anybody's toes. But I can because I will leave right away tomorrow. If ga-attend ra ka dire, come in, come out, at to nalag concert. Di ba na murag, ano po datong ginabuhat sa concert? Tanaw, and then uli. Di ni concert, bay? Kabalo ko, maayo kaya itong music team. Who among you appreciate our music team? Di ba? They really lead us to the presence of God in worship. But may it not end there. They're doing this because of the eternal love that they're receiving from God. Right? The love that you too should be receiving. And if you are indeed receiving, it will overflow to a longing for church community. Are you here? When God saved you, it's to be a part of a body. Tama, di ba? The body of Christ ang tawag sa simbahan, tama ba?
Have you ever seen a body part existing on its own? Let's say just a finger. But truth be told, that finger, unconnected, that will not live. Are you here? Notice about the body. Not one of it exists for itself. Are you here? Not one of it can exist for its own, and not one of it can exist on its own. Finger? Pag nangatol imong finger, amo kalot yung kagulingon? No. Listen, bro. Alright? Are you here? Are you here? The nose, it breathes in air, not really for itself, but for the whole of the body. Are you here? No part exists for its own. Are you here? Napaso ka? Kinsay muhil atong paso? Is the rest of the body huyop? Are you here? On tubig? Ana, kuhag ice? Pati imong tiil mo dagan. Without the church, man, I tell you, the church is not your savior, but the head of the church is. And you gotta be connected to that head. And if you're connected to that head, then means there are other body parts there taking care of you. That is, if you consider yourself really a recipient of the head, that source of eternal love. And there's something very beautiful. It doesn't end there. Something very beautiful that happens when you do that. As you connect, this is exactly what will happen. It shows to people God that you're following. How? With the verse that we just read. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. In the basic Bible, in English version, it says there, by this it will be, can you read with me? Clear to all men that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simply put, Jesus is saying that fellowship within the church community is actually meant to be the high definition display of discipleship. This is something new, guys. Some of you might think, isn't evangelism the display of discipleship? I mean, I just mentioned the word discipleship. What first comes to mind? One-to-one. Tama ba? Fishing for the lost. All right? Yes, there's a place for that. Very important na. We already know about that last week. But here's the thing, no? Jesus, in all five chapters, John 13 to 17, the love that he emphasizes, all right, before the day of his death, is love for one another. And the reason is this, so that people will know that you are my disciples. Many implications to this truth right here. If indeed discipleship, fellowship is the high depth display of discipleship, that means now if we really love the lost, then we have to love each other in the church community as Christ loves us. Are you here? All right? Diha ma-fish ang lost pag nag-fellowship ta with one another. Diya ma-fish ang loss pag dili ka alone ga-fish nila, but na kay kauban ga-fish nila. Are you here? The reason for this is because they get to see what your true love really is. Ani, kinsa sa inyo ha, naka-agi nag-uyab-uyab. Sa mga minyo na, di ba? Ni-agi mo dyan nag-uyab. Alangan naman nag-pakasal diritsyo, di ba? Kabantay mo, when you're attracted to someone, I hope because of his or her godly characteristics, when you relate with him or her, it's always best foot forward. Di ba? Before meeting, masking nakapanghingog mo na, manghingog mo gyapon balik. Sigurista. Okay, di ba? Lain kayo mo, gawas ang kuhan niya, di ba? Manghimuta. Pero take note, pag naminyoan na nimo, sa atubangan na manghingog mo. Asa ang true love dito? Asa dyan ang true state of the love there? Ang katong before? Or ang after? Tama ba? Usay na pa'y sound effects. Kabalo, wana ka nang pagmuana, may isa ng isa ka, di ba? Pero sa una, pugnan dyan. Kaya na si crush.
Are you here? Why am I trying to say this? Because kanang gawan tuwan ta, actually mo na to ang mood. Best foot forward mode na bay. Libre Allah. Balag bahutdan. Starbucks. Oh. Dato ko. Nipis na di kay to ba? Ang wallet. Nga naman kay best foot forward. Ah, bahalag in dyan nun ko ba eh. Okay ra. I'm persevering. Text dayon na, uy bro, wala mo kaniingon, pero okay ra. Wala mo kaniingon na di ko ato. Imagine ipahibalo na ni adto ko, masking wala siya. Right? Best foot forward. There's something of value there. I'm not dismissing the value to that. Keep on doing that. Fishing for the lost is just as important. But here's the thing. Once they're hooked with your love for them, the next love they're gonna look at is your love for others in the church. No wonder why, I don't know if this is your story. In my own walk, kabalo mo kanus ako nadala jud sa simbahan, katong gisabay nako sa hangout, sa tambay, sa kaon together. I was the only new one there. But as I saw the fellowship they had, the love they had for one another, man, I want that kind of friendship. And I do know that's universal, friends, because all of us are born with a universal longing for belonging. Remember, elementary days, naidulaan imong sikat og dato na classmate, nagtapok sila tanan. Ikaw imong lastiko in tawon. Nabugto na lang. Kaya nga no, because you wanted to belong. Bro, anay pili, bay? Whether introvert ka, extrovert, there's always that need to belong. Introverts here, ngita magyapo kag longing for belonging. Na magyapo kag longing for belonging, di ba? Kita kag hilom, di ba? Adiri ko kay hilom. Nagyapon! An introvert, sociology says, no, influences 10,000 people in their lifetime. Imagine na, kitsa self-professed introverts here. Amo una ko Grace ana. Ha? Come on, introvert gani. You're proving it. No? Manang di mo raise. Tama. Kalimot ko. And that universal longing for belonging, ma-upgrade na ba eh pagka high school? Pagkita ni mo na, oy, uso K-pop ah. Butterfly, ganang tunga na hati, bitaw. Patunga po ka, di ba? Kaya para ma-appeal ka. Universal longing for belonging. And there's an explanation for that, church. Ano? Ani man na, ever since man and woman got out of the presence of God in Eden, there was actually a hole in his heart that is left empty. A hole that is supposed to house the eternal love of God. But because they chose another love, a deceptive kind of love, a love that promises but not gives, never delivered, only destroyed them, they opted themselves out of that love. And now here is man with a vacuum in his heart looking for anything that can fill it up. The sad thing is nothing can fill it up because everything else are created in the realm of time. Everything else is temporary. Only one is eternal, and that's the one they left in Eden. And that's why if you have something of a good thing, you get addicted to it. Netflix, Lock and Key, right? Titans, right? Unsa pa diha? Stranger Things, Crash Landing on You. You can't get enough of it. Last season na, episode 16 na. Kanusa kayang season 2? Why? Because you're having something good and you want it to be eternal. Sad thing is, all things except God's love come to an end. It might be funny with those examples, but that's the explanation for addictions. Yossi. You can't stop. Ang uban, addiction, pagkaon, di ba? No wonder, right? Eternal void, trying to fill it in with temporary things. All right? And that's why this universal longing for that kind of love, they always have it with them. When they see a church, when they see someone reaching out to them, ma-attract na sila sa imong libre-libre. Love ra gyapon na. Don't worry. I'm not saying that's not love. Libre, imong perseverance. Love good gyapon na. The moment na madala na sila, they will have this question. If these are the laws, right? They will have this question at the back of their mind. Regardless of whether or not they admit it. What is the kind of love I'll receive if I will be part of that family? Are you here? This love you're showing me, they know that. Best foot forward, na? Alright? Pero ang tinod na love, if I'm gonna go on with this journey, it's the love I will see between you. You and your friend. Your forgiveness for each other. And that's what they get when they enter into this family. That's why they look at your love for each other. Mo na ilang tanawon bay? And mo na ilang ginampangita bay? No wonder maglisod kag invite. Kay ikaw rung good isa. Si kag invite sa mga one-to-one. Grabe puno, grabe na kay mo na gasto, grabe na invest pero wala mang gyapon. Invite us sa fellowship. They want to see that your real love, the real state of your love, not your best foot forward kind of love. Are you here? There you go. And with this question, the answer, they will look for that answer in our love for each other. Let's look at it this way. It's like the lost are looking at this water source with a pipe and a faucet with water coming out. And you being the faucet, this being the lost, all right, when you invite them over for fellowship, this is basically what a representation of what they see. And what comes out of you is your words and your deeds towards your fellow believers. Are you here? The reason why they look at that, because it reveals kinsa jud imong source. The output reveals the source. If you have hate, unforgiveness, lack of sympathy for your fellow church member, and not even a relationship, what picture of God does that give them? Picture of a relationless God. A God of hate, a God of unforgiveness, a God of bitterness. Are you here? Because this basically, if it's really God, if God is truly your source, then man, forgiveness comes out. Love comes out. Sympathy comes out. Come on, unity comes out. Love each other. That's how the world will know that you are truly God's disciples. Vivid display. And that brings us to the fact na if you trace back in history, daghan kay tawo na okay ra jud nila na mamatay for their fellow Christians. I mean, bago ra man nag-Valentines, no? Alright? I know na bitter diri. I don't wanna step on anybody's toes. Ang uban, nahuman na inyong February 13 pa lang, di ba? Alright? But we celebrate Valentine's because it is a month of love, isn't it? Right? Yes. And the origin of that story is it was actually a paganic festival, Lupercalia, which was celebrated with temple prostitutes. So kato mga bitter, okay ra, nawa mo ni celebrate. Because it was a paganic celebration. But God, because He is a redeemer, even of the festivals that we celebrate, on the same day, February 14, there was actually a man named Valentinus who died because of his love for fellow Christians. In fact, for his church members. You know what he did? He gets himself into prison so that he can break them free from prison. At a time when Christianity was not allowed underground, Christians were put into prison. And the moment he heard that his fellow believers were put into prison, he would do a minor offense, get himself in prison, and then basically do a prison break on them. You know, prison break, right? Break them free. He did it for many times until he was found out. You know what they did to him? They clubbed him to death. Except that he never really died. Perhaps because of the eternal love welling in him. They club him over and over. Did you mamatay? To the point na putla na nantog ulo. They beheaded him. In front of the public. Guess what was the result of that? They knew this man was beheaded because of his love for fellow Christians. In the public, you know what happened? Many of non-Christians, the non-believers, the pagans who saw that, couldn't believe what they saw. They were scratching their heads. How can you die for someone else? It's only when there's true love that you can die for someone else. And so the next day, the next few days, they would secretly come to churches. I want this kind of love. This is true love. You know, Valentinos is alone. There was another Thomas Becket who said, "For the name of Jesus and the protection of his church, I'm ready to embrace death." Gruesome po di ang pagkamatay, bro. And I'm quoting him because this basically represents the thoughts in the minds of all that was martyred for Christ. You see, pag na-martyr ang isa for Christ, naman na sila out, they can actually get out of their execution. You can still live. Ingnan sila. Two conditions. Pili lang, one or the other. Or both, better. If both, napay extra reward. You know what they will say to them? You can still live if you recant Jesus. Unsa man ang recant? If you don't believe in Jesus anymore. If you stop believing. If you stop going to that church. Or, second option. This might sound better. Right? Mo ni among packages para nimo. Second, tell me the names of other Christians. The ones in the underground meeting secretly, tell me their names. In other words, every martyr that dies, it's actually always because of their love for Jesus and their love for fellow believers. Are you here? Are you seeing that? Are you seeing the picture here? Why don't we give a round of applause for these people who were recipients of God's love, no? And as a result, many Christians become part of the church. In fact, much of their growth happens during martyrdoms. Kaya makita nila ang love that they have been longing for, looking for, ever since they were born. To sum up everything we're talking about, just want to leave you with this as our conclusion. And in fact, our confession of faith, not just for today, but even for the rest of this week till we meet again and for the rest of our life. As those in Christ love each other like Christ, those not in Christ are drawn to Christ. The early church used to do this. They would declare together their confession of faith. And I'd like all of us to declare this, all right? Okay, Baninyo? Why don't we all stand up right now, come on, with just an atmosphere of worship and prayer. And let's declare this together as our commitment, all right? To love one another in Christ. In 3, 2, 1. As those in Christ love each other like Christ, those not in Christ are drawn to Christ. Let's read it again. As those in Christ love each other like Christ, those not in Christ are drawn to Christ.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.